bans the husband, even though Eishes Ish is an Issachal. So by Achais Isha, when a person marries a woman, he bans her sister from him. Right. She bans her sister. Bans her sister. So if he lives with her sister, she should become Aser. Just like a woman is Mizana, the man who lives with her is Asering her on the man who Asered her to begin with. So here, when Reuben lives with Leah, then Aser Rachel, who answered him with Leah to begin with. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Now, the reason Eishes Ish ends up being an Isser Kal is because it's the Isser that's removable through divorce.
Is that the man or is it another woman? The fact that she can't go
into the act. There's no Knas. This is biblical. There's nothing to do with Knas. Why should that make a difference? Who says that makes a difference? The answer is the Torah does by saying the word Isa. But without the word Isa, who says that would make a difference? Okay, let us continue. Chazara, we are in Tzadi Hayim and Beis. Rabbi Yaisi, I am in Kol Shepaisel. Frank to Gemara. My cover, Rabbi Yaisi. The Mishnah talks about a case in Pashtus. Mishnah talks about a case of a man whose wife left town, told his wife died, he lived with her sister, and his wife comes back, he can stay married to his wife. Comes along with Yaisi and he says, whoever passes on somebody else passes on himself, whoever doesn't pass on himself doesn't pass on himself. And the question is, what is Rabbi Yaisi talking about? What case is Rabbi Yaisi reacting to of the Mishnah? He seems to be going back on the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? What did the Tanakhama say that Rabbi Yaisi is reacting to? Zakti Gemara. Ilema the Kamer Tanakhama, the Azal Ishta, the Gisalim Dinasayam. Okay, so let's set up the case that the Tanakhama could be talking about. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Reuven and Rachel went out of town together with her sister's husband. So two people traveled out of town. Reuven's wife and Leah's husband. Now they both return alive. They were told that, and Eidecha told them that Rachel died and Ephraim, who was Leah's husband, died. So two people died, and Reuben lived with Leah, his wife's sister, right? But she was a married lady. But her husband, she was told her husband died. So she went and married another man. So now comes back, both come back. Leah.
They marry each other.
Reuven married Leah, who was his wife's sister, but Leah was a married woman. Now her husband came back together with her sister. But first let's deal with Leah. She can't go back to her husband because she's an anxious ish who got married by one aide, did not do a proper investigation, so we throw the book at her. And part of the book that we throw at her is you can't go back to your first husband. You didn't do a proper investigation. So Leah cannot go back to her husband. She's banned. That's the case in the first Mishnah of this Perek. Woman got married by the testimony of an Eidech, and her husband comes back, she's also to her husband. Rachel, meanwhile, is mutter to Reuven because she didn't do anything wrong. Right? Her husband lived with Leah. Why should that affect her? So the Tanakhama is saying, Rachel can stay married, and Leah cannot stay married. And this makes basic sense. Punishments are given to the people who committed the indiscretion. Leah committed indiscretion by not doing a proper investigation. Rachel didn't do anything wrong. Why should we punish Rachel? There's no reason to punish Rachel. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rachel can stay married to her husband. Leah cannot stay married to her husband.
You're not punishing Rachel. You should punish the husband.
We don't punish men. Because even if he would do b'mezid, he wouldn't become asa to Rachel. There's no reason to punish him. Again, He's going to get it upstairs. I'm not talking about that. He did it b'mezid. But we don't, even if he's mezadah with his wife's sister b'mezid, his wife doesn't become usher to him. No, two eidim would get problem because not everybody says, in fact, this Gemara operates, that Leah would be able to go back to her husband with two eidim. We're looking for a case that Leah can't go back to her husband. That's why I'm sticking to one eid. So it's the Gemara. In Leah, the Tzamer Tana Kama, the other Ishta V'Gisa Nomdina Sayam, his wife and brother-in-law went to a country. Eishas Gisa Asira V'Ishta Sharya. Leah cannot go back to her husband, and his wife can come back to him. That's what the Tana Kama said. Basic halacha following the order of our Mishnah. A woman who's an Eishes Ish who gets married by Neid Echad cannot go back to her husband. However, Rachel did nothing wrong, so therefore she goes back to her husband. But Kamala Rabbi Yaisi, says, no. Keicha de Ishta Sharya, Eishes Kisinami Sharya. If we're going to permit Rachel back to Reuven, we're not going to ban Leah to her husband either. That would be what Rabbi Yaisi would argue. The Tana Kama is not allowing Leah to go back to her husband. And we now have a Havamina. Rabbi Yaisi is saying, no, we do allow Leah to go back to her husband. Because we're letting Rachel go back, so it's not fair to punish Rachel, Leah, and not punish Rachel. So since we're not punishing Rachel, we're not going to punish Leah. That's what Rabbi Yaisi is saying. Ihaki, kol shein paisai de'acher, mein paisai de'atzmai. Kol shein paisai de'atzmai, mein paisai de'acher, mein paisai de'acher. The words don't fit in. Because then Rabbi Yaisi shouldn't say, if you don't ban somebody else, you don't ban yourself. It's if you don't ban yourself, you don't ban somebody else. That's what he should say. He should say, since you're permitted to go back to your wife, Leah can go back to her husband. But that's not what the words say. What the words say is, since you don't ban somebody else, you don't ban yourself. That's not the case. So it would be a nice shot for Rabbi Yaisi coming along and being lenient, but it doesn't fit his words. And for the Gemara, Ella, Kiheka de Eishes Gisa Asira, Ishtanami Asira. So now we're going to say something else. No, the other way. Rabbi Yaisi is saying, since you're not letting Leah go back to Ephraim, we're not going to let Rachel come back to you. If you're causing this Eishes Ish not to be able to go back to her husband, we're not going to let you go back to your wife either. Rabbi Yaisi is being machmer. Tana Kama said each half is looked at on its own. A wife can't go back to her husband. Rachel can go back to Reuven. Dr. Rabbi Yaisi, no. If this relationship bans Leah, it's going to ban Rachel as well. That's what Rabbi Yaisi said. That makes a lot of sense in the word of the Mishnah. But that's half the Mishnah. If you passel somebody else, you passel yourself. But what's the case when you don't passel somebody else? Isn't every case of HSH you're going to passel her on her husband? Whenever Leah lives with Reuven, she's going to be asked to Ephraim. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yaisi's second half of the statement? Again, Tana Kama said, we split the two. We ban Leah, she's an HSH. We don't ban Rachel. Comes along, Rabbi Yaisi says, if you're going to ban Leah by this relationship, you have to ban Rachel. Why? I can tell you a svar in a minute. Either I can or I can't. Yeah, we'll do it in a minute. But that's what Rabbi Yaisi is saying. Look, the Mishnah, that's a great shot, but it doesn't work with the next part of Rabbi Yaisi. When you don't ask your Leah, you don't ask your Rachel. When don't you ask your Leah? That's the Gemara's answer, Shkayach. But when don't you pass the Leah? In the case of Eid Echad, don't you always pass the Leah? So the Gemara, So let's learn Rav Ami's answer, and then we'll explain Rabbi Yaisi. Amar Rav Ami, Rav Moshe said it, this is Api Bezen Teitzim Turim Ben HaKarben, Api Eidim Teitzim Chayavis Ben HaKarben. The Mishnah said that if a woman got married by one Eid, she has to leave her second husband, and she's Pasim Ben HaKarben. If she leaves married by two Eidim, she leaves her second husband, she's pater from a carbon. And also, the Mishnah said, if she gets married with two Edom, she can stay married to her husband. So if Leah got married by two Edom, she can go back to Ephraim. So now, Tanakhama says, I don't care what happens to Leah. Rahu and Leah are treated differently. Leah can go back to her husband? Great. Leah can't go back to her husband? Bad news. Rahu can always go back to her husband. She's unaffected by the punishment we give Leah. If it's an Eid Echad, Leah can't go back to her husband. Rahu can still go back to her husband. If it's two Eidim, Leah can go back to her husband. Rahu for sure can go back to her husband. Comes along Rabbi Yaisi, says no. Whenever we punish Leah, we'll punish Rahu. Whenever we don't punish Leah, we won't punish Rahu. So going to the first Teretz, we now understand the Tanakam and Rabbi Yaisi. Tanakam is very straight. There's two women involved here. There's Reuben's wife, Rahu, and there's Reuben's wife's sister, Leah. Leah has a problem. She's an Eitz Ish. Therefore, there are cases that we're not going to let her go back to her husband. Zuck to Tanakam, what does that have to do with Rahu? Leah, we punish. Rahu didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason to punish anybody. Dr. Yaitzi, if we punish Leah, we're going to punish Rahu. And in the case of 2-8, when we don't punish Leah, then we won't punish Rahu. That's the first answer to Gemara. Now, why would Rabbi Yaitzi differentiate? Why would that punishing Leah punish Rahu? That's the question you have. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But at least let's understand what the case is. Tanakhama said Rahu is not dependent on Leah. It's an independent knas on an Eishes Ish. Zero to do with her sister. She didn't do anything wrong, Rahu. Why are you punishing her? And Rabbi Yaisi is saying, Rabbi Yaisi is saying no. Whenever we punish Leah, we punish Rahu. Whenever we punish Leah, we punish Rahu. What is the Svara of Rabbi Yaisi? That's what seems to be bothering you. What is the Svara of Rabbi Yaisi? Seemingly, the Svara of Rabbi Yaisi is, that the punishment of Leah is done with a mechanism. Meaning, it's not a just throw the book at her, which is what the Tanakhama says. Throw the book at her. So throwing the book at Leah has nothing to do with Rahu. Rabbi Yaisi says, Chazal didn't just come along and say, punish Leah without a mechanism. And the mechanism they used is they said, view the second marriage as a legitimate marriage, therefore she can't go back to her first husband. It's not a legitimate marriage. She was an Eitz Ish. But they said, what we're going to do is we're going to make believe that that second marriage is a legitimate marriage. And therefore, we're not going to let her go back to her first husband because it'll be Machzor Grushasai. It's not Machzor Grushasai. It was never a real marriage. But the way they imposed the knas was say, make believe that the woman was married to her second husband. And therefore, she can't go back to her first husband. What? Because how did she marry her second husband? To make believe she's married to the second husband, you have to make believe that her first husband divorced her.
To make believe.
And that was the mechanism. Therefore, if Leah can't go back to her husband, then her sister is Achai's Gurushasai. If we don't let Leah go back to her husband, that means we're saying, oh, we're considering her as if she married Reuven. How can Reuven be married to Rahu, who's the wife, sister of his wife? She was never his wife, Leah. But if Chazal came along, and the way they ushered Leah to her husband was to make believe Reuven was married to her, then if consequence of that is, Rahu is the sister of his wife, Leah. And therefore, she can't come back either.
That's not tenable.
What?
That's not a tenable situation. That can't be.
That's why we ushered Rahu.
There is a real Rabbanan Dika get here, though?
Really? Probably not, because we'll see in a moment not.
I
Because the bottom line is, even if he divorced her, he couldn't have married Leah because Rachel was still alive. But at the time it happened, it looked like a real marriage because we thought two parties were dead. And then Chazal came along and treated it like a marriage and banned Leah, and by banning Leah, they automatically banned Rachel. That's what Rabbi Yaisi said. So the Tanakhama says, don't go into mechanisms. A knas is a knas. Leah gets punished, she didn't do a proper investigation. Rachel did nothing wrong, she can stay married to her husband. Rabbi Yaisi says, whoa, how did we punish Leah? By making believe she was remarried to somebody else. If we do that, then Rachel can't go back to her husband.
Bottom line, is there a get or no?
Again, it's academic at this point. Because Pashtus, there would be a hard time to say why there's a get. Rachel happens to be alive, so the marriage couldn't have been a marriage.
Didn't
Rabbi
say
Pashtus Chazal treated it like a Matzah Grushas. Pashtus who would need again. Who's a Kohen? Can't take it back anyway. I don't know what you're talking about.
But you can't make it look like he took a divorce.
Why not? We're not letting her go back to her first husband.
Is she much of a
lacuna,
though, if they die?
She's also a because the first husband has to really divorce her. I mean, what happens if the first husband dies? After the second husband gives the divorce, she would be also a drop on a lacuna.
Isn't
that from that person? No, it's a drop on. Could be from that person. That's the first answer. So the first answer is very straight. Tanakhama differentiates the wife from her sister. The wife is punished. There's no reason to punish Rachel. Rabbi Yaisi says the mechanism of the punishment automatically includes Rachel. Like it? Don't like it. But it automatically includes Rachel. But when we don't punish Leah, by two Adam, we let her go back to her husband. So why shouldn't we let Rachel go back to her husband?
Why are we punishing
Rachel? Because by punishing Leah, by punishing Leah, you're saying Reuben was married to Leah. That's the mechanism of the punishment of Leah. When they punished Leah, they punished her by saying, you can't go back to your husband because you married Reuben.
So you didn't marry him.
We consider it like you married him.
Why did we say that?
That's how Chazal made the... I don't know why they made the punishment that way.
Why did you say that? It was done by an Adafud, so you had an affair, so it's a wrong... He will get your husband.
Again, that's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yaisi said.
Don't do things like that. Just to say, since you're us, you know what, we have things that you are us. Why would you do that?
Why does the second husband have to give a get? If you're right, why in the world, forget anybody else, why are we asking the second husband to give a get?
Is it because we thought that maybe the first husband was a Kedushin and was only...
Again, he was married to her. Why are we asking the second husband to give a get?
This has nothing to do with that thing about maybe the Al-Tanai.
No, there's no Tanai here. It wasn't Kedushin, it was the Suin. We make believe that the way Chazal did this is to make believe the second marriage is a marriage. No Yibum, there's no brother here. That's the first answer to Gemara. Dr. Gemara, Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Le'aylam Asefa. Hada Azli Arusatza V'gisai, Hada Azli Ishta V'gisai. Let me explain this answer. If Yitzchak Navcha is saying it's all by Eid Echad, but you assumed that every case of Eid Echad, we do not allow Leah back to Ephraim. You assumed that we punish Leah, and the mechanism of punish Leah is by divorce, and therefore Rachel gets affected. No! Rabbi Yaisi holds that not always do we punish Leah. Not always do we punish Leah. Tanakhama says we always punish Leah. She's an Aishas Ish. We punish her. She married another man as an Aishas Ish. She didn't do a proper investigation. We punish her. Rabbi Yossi says we don't always punish her. If the first husband, Ephraim, only had Kedushin, if Ephraim only had Kedushin, right? I'm sorry. I'll take that back. If...
Hold a second.
Right. If Reuven only had Kedushin and Rachel, right, then Ephraim and Rachel left town, and Reuven married Leah. Then, when they come back, we have a problem. Because people will think that Leah was a legitimate wife of Reuven. Because maybe Reuven's Kedushin to Rachel was made on condition. And if it was made on condition, he legitimately married Leah. So therefore, we have to ban Leah to her husband because she married a second husband. Even though she didn't, because she was married to Ephraim. But in people's eyes, Ephraim had divorced her, and she married Reuven because Reuven was never married to Rachel. The Kedushin was done on condition. But if Reuven had consummated his marriage with Rachel, there's no way we can require a get from Leah, for Leah. Why are we asking Reuven to divorce Leah? Because maybe Ephraim divorced her and Reuven married her? Reuven couldn't have married her. It's his wife's sister. But from Yaisi, we could never ask Reuven to give a get in that case. He's divorcing whom? Leah, he married her? Rachel is alive. How could he have married Leah? In that case, Leah would be mutter to her husband. She would be more mutter, even though she did the same iser. Listen to what happened. Leah was told by an eid echad that her husband died. Had she married somebody else and he would come back, the husband would come back, she'd never be allowed to go to her husband. She's an aishas ish, got married by an eid echad. She came back. She didn't do a proper investigation. We throw the book at her. But she married her sister's husband, which doesn't work. So in this case, what are we going to say? Divorce Leah? Nobody will ever think it was a marriage.
Why did we think it was before?
Because before we didn't look at that part. We said it looks like he married. Now we're introducing the Rabbi Yossi saying that since it was impossible, we wouldn't require a get from the second husband. And since we wouldn't require a get from the second husband, we can't punish Leah. So get away with it, because the mechanism doesn't work.
Eid Echad.
Masha Ein Kein, if it was only, it was in a Suwa. I'm sorry, in a Zarusa. So then it was possible that Reuven's Kedushin with Rachel wasn't good. So then we would punish Leah. If we would punish Leah, we punish Rachel, because it would be a sister of exclusion. So the second teretz is just dividing. Like even by an eid echad, sometimes Rabbi Yossi would allow the woman back to her husband. Rabbi Yossi is saying a very big kula. He's saying that here is Leah. She was an aishas ish. She got married to somebody else. But because it was her brother-in-law, she gets away with it. She gets away with it. She can go back to her husband. Because nobody will ever say that it was a legitimate second marriage. And the way we ban her to her husband is by saying it's a legitimate second marriage. I hope I explained myself. Let's read it inside. V'kamal Rabbi Yossi ishta v'gisa d'leka l'meh metzano havel ibn esu'an d'ein d'paisai d'yachar Leah would not be usher to Ephraim so ein d'paisai d'yachma. Had the condition in the Kedushin, then it would be Aser.
Is this all of the
offering to Rekiva the way we've done it with Gidla Marav.
It's the same idea as Gidla Marav said, correct. But there he wasn't talking about Eishes Ish. Eishes Ach, right. Right, same idea. Okay, well, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we go back.